economy as the nastiest thing you could stick in your mind. Now, if you don't believe me, listen. My old uncle Joe, he was a druggist in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I used to go down there as a young man often over there, spend a few days.
Uh-huh.
He told me that was the nastiest thing that he gives me. He even make it out of shrimp, the sheep to it. And his wife came, gosh, sheep. You've got to have that in your system. And I want to tell you something else. If you plant a tree out there that white sand and don't put no fertilizer, what's going to happen to that tree? He ain't going to do nothing. He's going to die. That's just the way your system is. You've got to have so much pit in your stomach to live. And that's why I was getting out of vitamins in that field. I wasn't killing nobody. That's what I'm telling you. The air pollution people is going to limit.
That's a very interesting story.
That's they're going to the limit. Now there's some things that they're all right.
Yeah.
They're all right. I had a good little business, seafood business. When it was 25, I was opening my shop, all working in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Well, then, Board of Health come, there's everybody there. Put concrete flooring, had to build new toilets, sanitary toilets. Well, I done that part of the story. But sometimes, what made me mad, another man had come. Who told you to do that? Who told you to do that? I said, well, that other man come here at Board of Health, he made me do that. That ain't right. And I got mad and I quit. I shut it down.
Okay, yeah.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, sir, I've seen them bohemians coming down, not by car load, by train loads.
Tell me about those people.
We used to call them bohemians, Polacks, too. It's become Baltimore.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the seafood business got so big that they never had enough people to do the work.
Yeah.
You take all these oysters that we had, mostly them oysters, yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, they was catching all stock. And then they wouldn't fool with that steam oysters. And they didn't have nobody to do anything. So, well, Charles Austin was the man who'd go for Garfield. He'd go up there before the sea would open up, go to Marlborough and round them all up, and chart a whole train load.
Mm-hmm.
And the Thatchers, you know, they had bohemian camps. Oh, I know how many. Long, there was no petition. I mean, no. Divided, just a little camp, but they had petition where you had your bedroom, your kitchen, you know, outside toilets. I don't know who went for the other side, but old Charles, that's a Charles going down there. Boy, that bohemian didn't come down there, but they worked for it, they were working people.
Yeah.
Pandium, it was dredging down Baltimore, Chesapeake Bay, you know, that Chesapeake Bay, you know. Well, they come here and they dredge oysters. They could dredge oysters too. Well, they go off in the spring right there.
Yeah.
They have to pay all the expenses, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, the friend is telling you, them men to go out there in them schooners, load them schooners, water on there. Big schooners. And the next thing turned up, they never had enough boats. It was busy.